Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not on the home row keys and left himself muted.
I did. It's true.
And I have to do like the, no, yep. You're not going to get it.
That's how you know it's a team, when you got each other's back. You know, he was like, oh, something's going to happen.
And I can so see
he
it
did,
from
he
here.
He did a thing and pointed, and I looked over. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I accidentally muted the one for the phones.
That's okay. We don't need those people.
Well, we do.
Okay, fine.
We are a call-in radio. All right.
So that's actually like the whole point.
I can see.
Kind of our thing.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So if you didn't feel dumb now.
Okay.
All right.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
One shame point in Richie Rich's direction.
Oh, no.
I know, right? This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160.
Oh, I've got one credit left on my multipass.
Oh, no.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's, speaking of callers, yes, definitely, let's go to them.
Mute them.
And put them on. Let's start with Gigi in Charleston. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Richie Rich, Miss Sunshine. And the captain.
Good evening, Gigi.
Yo.
Only Miss Sunshine for a little while longer.
As Charleston no longer has your show on Saturday night. It stinks.
Oh, lousy.
Call that program director now and demand it be reinstated.
Are you going to go?
In any event.
Are you going to go protest outside the?
This evening, my reason is, as a former professor of political history and constitutional law, I am seeing something that alarms me and concerns me very, very much so.
What it is.
And I think about when the Nazis burned the books in the streets in public. Salman Rushdie, his publications were not only banned, but then his life was threatened. In many communist countries, Pasternak and Dr. Zhivago poetry was not permitted. In Egypt, many movies with Barbara Streisand and Omar Sharif, that gorgeous man, he should rest in peace, they were banned. And now we see in public schools in many parts of our country, the good old U.S. of A., libraries are told by local school boards to remove particular books from their shelves.
Yeah, isn't it ridiculous?
Is this not a violation of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and censorship?
Absolutely, it is.
Okay, but it also goes both ways.
It's not alarming.
It's alarming. It's alarming for more than one reason. But there was an article that came out about someone going like, you cannot, you know, you're not supposed to have these books in the library. We gotta, but the library had never carried them, right? It was like a futile protest. So yes, it's alarming that they're being removed, but it's also a library. There's only so much room for the books. You can't carry everything,
yeah,
or someone's going to make a judgment call.
As someone, pardon me for interrupting you, sir. My question is, as someone with a legal background, and I asked my husband, who is a practicing attorney here in South Carolina, prior to my calling, we are curious. Who has jurisdiction? A local school board? A state legislator? Or legislature, I should say, plural, in making that decision? Or a principal or a PTA to say to a public school librarian, get those off the shelf?
Well, my answer to that will always be the librarian, like the librarian of each individual library. First of all, I don't think libraries should be state funded. I think they should be locally funded or charitable organizations that are donated to. But the person or persons responsible for stocking whatever might happen to appear in that library should always be the librarian.
Well, yes, but they don't run the library. They don't. There's no ownership there of the library.
But do
so they take direction of the school district.
Freedom to select which books will be purchased and brought into that particular public school?
No, I'm certain that that's all governed by, government.
Or at least with discretion, right? Like, with the banned books. Well, with the banned books, right, the librarian is going to be like, well, I think this is going to be best for these students and this audience, right? And they can select from any book in the world except this, like, short list of 10 classics, you know, that they're not allowed to put on there.
Right.
So there's millions of books, and the list is, you know, relatively short comparatively.
Yeah, I think it's more important, though, for libraries to stock the banned books than any other book.
Oh, I agree with that. And I am of a Jewish background, but I want to see equal billing, whether it's American Communist Party, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, ACLU publications, or controversial books in the past or present. Everything should be available.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly, Gigi. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you.
Now, the more insidious thing is the move toward e-books, right?
Because like, then they can be changed. The thing with a paper book is they can't go in and change it, but when it's online, you don't know. I mean, I've gone onto Wikipedia, and I know for a fact that things have changed.
Right.
Well, at Wikipedia, you can see, like, the
edit. Yeah, so that was actually a bad example, but
so what's a good example?
Well, I'm just Googling random stuff, you know.
It's, yeah, no, I
the
get you.
Definitions are literally changing, but if I look at a dictionary from the 1980s, I can pull it up and say, no, I can see this is evidence that this definition has changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go look at encyclopedias. For those of you who don't know what those are, these are volumes of many different books in alphabetical order where you would go and look stuff up in. This is Google before Google.
It's like Wikipedia.
Kind of. Yeah, it's a little bit like
it's like someone printed Wikipedia out and bound it together.
Yeah, it's the OG form of Wikipedia. But, like, you would have to get a new set every year, every couple of years.
Update it,
and they were expensive as hell.
Yep. Just getting the leather-bound one.
Oh, that's, like, you knew you were in a classy place if they had leather-bound encyclopedias.
But to the dictionary definition thing, language is generally fluid.
Yes.
And changes over time.
Yes.
But there are things, for example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, they changed the definition of inoculation, of words where you're changing this word. It meant a different thing a year ago, and they're changing it to suit their narrative and to be able to control people. So I do get that language is fluid and that things do change. You know, we don't talk like William Shakespeare anymore, and, you know, things are different and definitions are always changing.
Doth thine disagree that we do not talketh like the Shakespeare? That's a poor imitation.
Yeah. But, no, and that was pretty much my point where, language changes, but it doesn't change from, like, you know, I looked up this thing yesterday and today it's completely different ways that matter.
There's going to be a distinction there, again, from, like, top-down definitional changes where the government declares this is no longer the definition, right, and the bottom-up, which is language changes organically, how people use it. And much like the laws that were written earlier, like, oh, back in the day when laws were good, right, it was to codify existing norms, right? And the dictionary was basically to codify existing usage of words,
right?
You know, and that's okay, right? If the usage of the words changed, right, what word did you use earlier? Based.
Yes.
That wasn't a thing.
No, it wasn't. Right? Yeah. It's new. I call it slanguage.
Sure. But it's going to make it into a dictionary at some point.
If it hasn't already.
A dictionary.
Yeah.
Well, or Merriam-Webster at some point.
It's very Orwellian, right? So it's like newspeak. They're changing the definitions of words.
Yes.
And they're telling everyone that's using the previous definition, you're wrong and you're not allowed to say that anymore.
Yeah, right. Well,
and that I would have a problem.
And as an example to that, when Fukushima happened, the nuclear meltdown, they changed not the definition, but they changed the numerical value of a safe level of radiation for human beings.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, crap, this big thing happened. We better go ahead and pump up
the acceptable level. As it turns out, you could have more radiation than we thought.
Yeah, we just decided, like, today that it's okay. 603-283-6160. What words, definitions have changed in your lifetime, and how has it affected you? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we are back. Thank you for announcing it so eloquently, Richie Rich.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
And Nikki.
And Rich Rich. It's the first, I think that's the first time you did the full long name
today. Yeah.
It tripped me up a little bit, not gonna lie.
I'm still trying to keep it fresh, switch it up. Yeah. You know, don't always do it during the first segment of the first hour. Like, wait until, you know, the second segment of the third hour.
All right.
You know, that kind of a thing, right? You know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
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 Whatever. Is it based?
I don't know. Just trying to keep it real, yo.
What makes something based anyway?
If people agree with it, basically, that's based. Like you say something I like, and pretty much like Captain's, I believe in peace and freedom, and I'm like, yo, Captain's based.
I don't know if that would. We might have a disagreement on that.
Well, let's Urban. I'm gonna. Yeah,
okay,
let's settle this.
You check the Urban Dictionary.
Let's have you do the research.
To me, it's like a
talk to the producers.
It's an inconvenient truth, right? It's like when someone says something that's known to be true. But you don't really express.
Then it's based?
That's how I would read it, too.
Interesting. While we're getting some clarity on the slanguage, particularly for the word based, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Sarah, congratulations on earning your pedestrian certificate, by the way.
I was going to say that as well, but I have to look over to see what it was called.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have it hanging here in
the
studio.
You know how people brag about they climbed the Mount Everest?
Yeah.
I survived Albuquerque 23 years or 22 years, and I never got hit by a car, not once.
Not even once.
Not even once, and then I didn't even get my feet broken or nothing. I mean, that's incredible.
I would say with something that impressive, you should put it on a bumper sticker. But since you don't drive, just have it printed on the back of the yoga pants.
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself. I never got hit by a car at all.
I bet you are.
My whole lifetime.
What were you calling in today for?
Never been hit
by a car. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to our brand new gateway center for the homeless shelter.
Are you planning on being homeless soon?
Well, I
am. It's
going to
be in California.
Plan for those
three night in the hotel.
I don't know, Sarah. Like some of these homeless places are, I mean, they're pretty spiffy. They're like compared to like you know slums and you know cheap rentals. Some of these homeless shelters have things.
Those are nice in Boston, not in New Mexico, Albuquerque. They're so afraid that if they have it too nice, we're going to get homeless from like five states coming over here.
Someone should tell California that.
Well, you know what? We did. When people came with positive for COVID, they did get hotel vouchers. They did from the Westside shelter, but the one they got now is a former jail. And you can follow up to say.
Wait a minute. They've turned a jail into a homeless shelter.
Yes, 15 miles out of town also, so it cost them like a million.
I mean, that doesn't sound all that unreasonable.
No, but, like, the irony is just thick here. Like, because folks have been like, there are people in the past that have been like, why don't we just put all the homeless people in jail?
Well, they didn't commit any crimes. And there are homeless people that will commit petty crimes in order to get arrested.
To stay in jail.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I met a girl who's like, hey, I used to stay here when it was a jail. Now I'm staying here when now it's a homeless shelter. It's the same girl. So I remember this.
Home sweet home.
Three hots and a cot, either way.
Find Free Talk Live's number carved into the wall of herself.
No washing machine, no kitchen, no ways to serve hot food. And then you can't wash out a pair of socks.
Sounds like a dorm room.
And then they want to test you for, they want you to get tested for COVID and testing your temperature when you get in. And they throw you out. You should wash your clothes, like wash you out a t-shirt. You got to hide it, you know, and dry it.
Can't be homeless unless you're stinky and haven't showered.
So entitled when it comes to this free service, quote unquote, well, free to them.
So what is the point of not being able to wash their clothes? Is it just because the water usage, or do you know why?
Well, you see, New Mexico takes a certain pride in the quality of homeless persons that they, you know, they must meet these stringent requirements. Stinky, right? Smelly, unshaven.
No, it was a former jail, so that it has no washer and dryer hookups.
Okay.
So then they don't want everybody to be washing their clothes, and there's not enough sink and buckets, and they don't have any dryers. So they don't want you to even not even wash your underwear and hope that they don't catch it when you dry it under your head and
it's terrible.
And then the next thing you know, there's a feral kid comes out of nowhere and a guy in a gyrocopter, and it's Mad Max all over again.
So this Gateway Center used to be a former hospital, so it has washing machines and has a full kitchen. And, you know, I'm so happy that the women are going to be the first one, the first 50 to get beds. And then these are just little sections, beds with no women on top. Everybody gets their little cubicle from the pictures that I've seen. The ones that we got now is a jail bed. You could roll off and break your back or break your neck or your head or whatever. When you fall,
I'm pretty sure any story of that is abused by the guards.
Yeah, why not just have them sleep on the floor? The floor is your friend. They can't fall off the floor.
Well, the bottom, I have done that. And if the girls just want to trample on you, walk all over you, can't you? That happens too. I mean, so they don't have enough. It's a jail.
Yeah,
so
ladies sure have trampled all over me a time or two.
Well, I mean, I did, but there's not enough room. So you don't want to climb that. They put the bunk on the bottom, but then you have to, you know, have that girl that's on the bottom bunk, and they step all over you or kick you, whatever they want. And
yeah, I prefer them on top.
So, but this is the mess that they call. But you know what? I've been to homeless meetings, and you know what the fear is? The fear thing that the people from is like, they're going to have it too good. We've got enough homeless people from the whole entire state coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have 10 times coming from Colorado, Arizona.
Sure.
That's a legitimate concern.
If you build it, they will come. And thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it.
I mentioned the California thing a number of times, right? Did you guys talk about it a little bit, the putting them up in hotels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it last night. Last night?
So now we're sending our homeless people to California.
So what do you think is going to happen if homeless people are, like, getting put up in hotels? Are they going to want to leave those hotels?
Nope.
Are they going to attract more homeless people?
Yep.
Who were previously sleeping on the floor of a jail.
Or even worse, pedestrians.
Or worse, pedestrians. To go have to get a night in a California hotel? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Is the term moral hazard? Does that apply?
Like, if you would just allow people to, have tiny homes and allow charities to build tiny homes.
They break the tiny homes down.
I know, but I'm just saying, if, like, you know, government would get the heck out of the way, the problem already has solutions that work just fine.
They break the tiny homes down and then put them in hotels.
603-283-6160. How would you handle the homelessness in your city?
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Director of National Intelligence announced a planned review of any potential national security damage from the top secret documents recovered in the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's club in Florida. Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. While on one of the Sunday talk shows, he said that the committee was not notified of any concerns over potentially compromised information from the documents.
I got immediately involved with Chairman Warner and Vice Chairman Rubio and said we need to get a letter out right now to the Justice Department and the Director of National Intelligence and say if there really is a problem, why haven't you told us about that problem?
Sensitive election system files obtained by attorneys working to overturn President Donald Trump's 2020 defeat were shared with election deniers, conspiracy theorists, and right-wing commentators, according to records reviewed by The Washington Post. This is USA Radio News. We might be going to the moon again.
NASA on Monday will send an unmanned space shuttle into the moon's orbit, marking the initial launch in a plan to establish a long-term presence on the moon for scientific discovery and economic development. NASA astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mahabeli.
We're planning to set up a base camp there on the surface of the moon and develop technologies and operational practices that will set us up to go further on to Mars.
Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Winners of the MTV Video Music Awards, which celebrate the best music videos and artists of the year, will be revealed Sunday night. The show will air almost everywhere. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Are we based?
Based like a turkey, baby.
Whoa.
Sorry, I took it to a whole new level.
Whoa. I mean, with your profession, who knows?
And if you're really good at it, you're a master baster.
Yeah.
Whoa. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We'll get back to your calls and thoughts momentarily. First, I have to tell... Actually, before I tell you that, I have to say thank you to somebody, a person, hopefully, or, oh, it's Garbage Man. Garbage Man. Sorry, not Garbage Man. It's spelled Garbage Man. Garbage Man is a silver level amplifier. And that means he gives $10 to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. He's part of the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the content, the perspective of peace, freedom, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, please consider supporting us over at amps.freetalklive.com. You do get some perks, some things for your contribution as our way of saying thank you, but that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you find value in what we do, and you want to help get this program on more radio stations and more platforms around the world to help us spread the message of freedom. So thank you, Garbage Man, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
And when they take us off in certain areas, you protest outside of that
program
director's office with signs and
Yeah.
Bullhorns or whatever. I don't know what protesters do.
Yeah.
Throw bricks. Don't do that. I'm just kidding. But that's what protesters do sometimes.
Gigi's out there in Virginia chucking bricks.
No, Gigi would never do that.
If you're going to throw a brick, make sure you put a phone number on it.
Yeah, make sure you don't do any of that.
Want to find out who threw this brick?
Just write a very nice letter to the program director. You don't have to do anything mean or violent or disruptive.
Writing nice letters to program directors, totally based.
I love Free Talk Live. Please,
so
based.
Before we get back to the calls, during the last segment, we had our crack team of Free Talk Live researchers all at the same time, simultaneously, get on this important research to find out the origin and definition, and more importantly, proper usage of this new terminology that the kids are using, because I'm old enough to be their dad.
And I will say this before we get to the definition. Yep. It is our job as the elder statesman to misuse it and overuse it as much as possible.
That sounds based AF. So anyway, the term based, tell us about it, Nikki.
Sure. It's a word used when you agree with something or when you want to recognize someone for being themselves, i.e. courageous and unique, or not caring what others think. Especially common in online political slang. It's the opposite of cringe, sometimes the opposite of based. Oh, so cringe is the opposite of based.
Okay.
And if you're wondering who coined this term,
I am.
It was a rapper named Lil B, and the word originally took off in the meta-ironic website 4chan, with the latter meaning.
Of course it did.
I want to hear the lyric where he made that up.
Also,
what's the bar?
Also, does the little B stand for based?
It does now.
Oh, now it does.
Yeah. Is he just a little based?
Little B. Brandon McCartney realized that hip-hop today has more haters than there are people who praise what they actually like.
I don't know about that.
So he hit the mall, swagged himself up, and went to work writing hilarious, self-conceited raps.
From behind the counter at Banana Republic.
I love Urban Dictionary. I'm learning so much right now.
That is totally based.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, all right, well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Maverick calling from Ma, which is ironically the first two words of Maverick. Maverick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
I'm calling
up. The only population in your city.
We cannot hear you very well.
I don't know if you're on a headset or something, or on speakerphone, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, much better. Yes. What's on your mind, Maverick?
At one point in my life, I actually was homeless in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I noticed that quite a vast majority of the homeless in Manchester, anyway, have just given up.
What do you mean?
Like, they would rather just live in tents and drink in the parks.
Then you mean, they'd rather do that instead of try to get a job and better their lives?
Enter the corporate world? Bow down to the man?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Do you think there's a reason for that?
No.
I'm trying to put the thought of it.
Well, share your story then, because you obviously said you were formerly.
Yeah.
And then, but now you're not.
So why didn't you give up, Maverick?
Just because I knew that there was a future better than living in tent or staying at the homeless shelter in Manchester.
Okay, so you kept your eyes on the prize.
Yeah. Yes.
So well, good for you.
Are you suggesting that some of these other homeless people who have maybe given up need some motivation to get their eye back on the prize?
Yes.
Okay. And how would we as a community do that then without relying on the state to function in that role?
Maybe even if they were... business owners that would offer them jobs for menial labor.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Well, like, we've talked about eliminating the minimum wage repeatedly here on Free Talk Live, that it makes no sense to have a government-mandated minimum wage.
All minimum wage does is increase inflation.
I don't know if it increases inflation, but it certainly gives an artificial floor to what might otherwise be a voluntary agreement.
Yeah.
So you either get nothing or you get $15 an hour. There's no in between.
Right.
And right now, wow. I think they just raised the federal going into effect shortly, soon.
Oh, good times.
What was it before, like $7?
$7.25.
Yeah.
But New Hampshire doesn't have a state minimum wage, so the federal was the floor.
Yeah.
But now that's going to default higher because the federal one is going up, which means these homeless people struggling who can perform menial labor for menial pay are going to even more be priced out of that market.
I mean,
because it's nothing for them.
If I were to hire anyone, and I do agree that there shouldn't be a minimum wage, but if I were to hire anyone to do anything, even if it was a child, I would probably pay them more than $8 an hour nowadays.
Okay.
So, but I do agree that there shouldn't be.
Maverick?
The whole thing about minimum wage being increasing inflation is, say you go to a fast food restaurant, for example, and now they have to pay all their workers $15, $20 an hour. That gets passed on to the consumer by price.
I think the difficulty we have with that is on Free Talk Live and in libertarian circles, we commonly define inflation as an increase in the money supply. And raising the minimum wage doesn't necessarily increase the money supply, but it is definitely a contributing factor to rising consumer prices.
Yeah, inflation, I speak of not that monetary inflation, but more of
rising consumer prices.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Maverick. We appreciate you. Definitely, he has some points there. And it does contribute to the rise in prices, definitely. My argument to folks who say, oh, minimum wage, raise that, it's a good thing, it'll help people, is like, okay, if that's true, then how come there isn't a corresponding maximum wage?
They probably want that, too.
There are people who call it for it, right?
I've never heard anybody call for maximum wage.
Really?
I have. No, Democratic socialists,
particularly the politicians, because they don't want to get paid
less.
Well, of course they don't. Poor lefties do, because those rich billionaires make too much.
Tax the rich.
603-283-6160. Do you support a maximum wage?
No.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Are you having technicalities, Nikki?
I'm getting tangled in this wire.
You're entangled with the conversation of the evening?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Then her hair touched her arm and she thought it was a bug.
Ah!
I'm glad that you guys...
Yeah, I know you are too.
I'm glad that you guys sort of know the thing of the headphones. Like, a lot of people don't know this, and it's like... If your headphones ever have just one cable instead of one cable hanging out of both ears, just one cable hanging out of one ear, that ear is supposed to be the left, generally speaking. That's industry standard.
I always look at the L and the R.
Right. Not all headphones have the L and the R.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, good knowledge for you to know. That
it's important, because what if you're listening to the Beatles?
Yeah, and you only get like one side or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
One other thing I learned is with my old boomboxes, I could plug the headphones into the microphone jack, and the left became the microphone.
Fun fact.
Whoa.
Fun fact, a microphone and a speaker are identical in performance. That is, as you discovered, a microphone or a speaker can be a microphone, and a microphone can also be a speaker.
What? Yep.
They
You're
do the same. Yeah, they do the same exact things. It's just one transduces it from voice, like it, for in our example, and then it comes out elsewhere in the form of a speaker. But if you tear apart a microphone, you'll see that there's a little driver in there, and it's got a little cone, and you know. So microphones and speakers are fundamentally the exact same as far as physics is concerned. They perform the same function, just in reverse.
Huh.
So, yeah, I learned that. One of the fun things I learned in music tech.
That does kind of make sense, because when I plug my hookup for my headphones into my laptop, it goes into the audio jack, and if I'm using that, I can't hear, because my computer gets confused, because it's like, I thought you plugged in headphones, so you're listening to it elsewhere, and I'm like, no, that's a microphone.
Right. And we even did an experiment at the school where we were able to use a speaker and talk into it and poorly hear audio come out of a microphone. So we were able to reverse the scenario and
the more you
hear
know.
It be done.
So.
Reverse the polarity.
We confused the polarity, but, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Learning on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
But the right side never turned into a microphone, just the left.
There's a reason for that, and I can't remember what it is. But
probably where the pins
it's
are.
Just the way it's wired, because the audio is coming in through the wire, and so the sound is passing through the left speaker first and over to the right, and so it can't come back because of, anyway.
Whatever.
I need to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th of 2023, this year. Well, no, next year. Yes, 2023, next year, right?
What
year
is it? I mean,
22.
Is it February?
It's next year, but it's going to be like within the year.
Is it February? Right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
No, it's August.
Oh, August. Anyway, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. So for 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Pork Fest. So it'll be the pre-funk, if you will. ForkFest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost. No one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. And again, find links to those over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. For those of you who are, in my age and culture range, the bit that I did there about February and August, and that's a riff off of the movie Half-Baked.
Where Stephen Wright,
the guy on the couch, when he finally wakes up and he goes to take a leak or whatever, and they're talking to him, and he's like, "What day is it?" And they're like, "It's Tuesday, man." He's like, "Is it February?" "No, man, it's August." And he goes, "Oh, August." Yeah. Funny.
Nice. I missed that.
You have to explain it. It wasn't fun.
Sorry.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jack calling from Ocean Shores, Washington. Jack, you are on Free Talk Live. Jack?
Maybe.
Oh, Jack, are you there? There you are.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I got you now.
Just a technicality.
Somebody...
The guy on the couch and Half-Baked was the guy. That's what they called him.
Stephen Wright is the name of the... He's a comedian. He's the king of deadpan comedy.
Yes.
So he would do things like, "I bought some instant water the other day, and I can't figure out what to add."
Oh, that's funny.
That was his whole delivery. Like, he would just do things like that. There was no emotion. Yeah, pretty good.
I like that character. But so is the government paying these private companies that own the hotels to house the homeless?
They must be.
I mean, they are already, and what's happening, at least in California, we talked about this last night, and so I'm reciting from memory, so if my information's not exactly accurate, forgive me. But during COVID, the government was like, "Oh, we got to put these homeless people somewhere," and so they took over like hotels and stuff. We're like, "Okay, we'll put the homeless." That quote program unquote is ending, and these government people don't want to be seen as, "Oh, we've kicked the homeless out," and so now they're devising this new program whereby these hotels will be forced to rent any of their vacant rooms to homeless people on what seems like a nightly basis, I'm guessing.
Sorry, we're full occupancy.
Yeah, at whatever the government decides is the current market rate.
That's terrible. And you know what? I didn't think about this earlier, but that makes sense, because when I was in California, we got a hotel, and some of the Yelp reviews were like, "There are homeless people living in here." And I'm thinking, well, if you live in a hotel, you're technically not homeless. But if the government is putting you up in the hotel, you kind of still are.
Well, then it's just government housing.
That's true.
That sounds like the slippery slope to socialism, where the cabal is
definitely
shrinking, like boiling the frog. Oh, okay, now we'll pay the fair rate, $30 a night.
But they set the fair rate.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not occupied, right, anything above cost, right, is...
Yeah.
But,
exactly, but then the people that clean the room, prepare food,
the damage that gets done because they don't care.
And there were a lot of, I mean, the hotel I was just talking about, there were a lot of negative reviews. Fancy people usually don't want to be around homeless people, you know?
Fancy people.
Well, if they think they're better than homeless people, you know, they were writing bad reviews about it, you know?
Middle upper class. It's, you know, first for the poor.
I've just never referred to fancy people.
Well, they put their pinkies up.
It's a dog whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of middle class put their pinkies up, you know, especially
with the tea.
So, okay. If all the hotels are required to do that, though, like I get the negative review aspect, but where are those fancy people going to go in California
to find
a hotel that doesn't have homeless people?
I don't think the hotels at Pebble Beach are putting homeless people up.
Okay.
You know, like $500 a night hotels, I don't think there's homeless people in those hotels. You know, my $80 a night hotel, yeah, that for sure had homeless people.
Yeah, your Econo Lodge or whatever, right?
Yeah. But
why are fancy people booking Econo Lodge then?
Jesus. Well, they just, maybe fancy is the wrong word. They're just, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jack. What is a fancy person?
Some of us are fancy sometimes, not fancy other times.
What if a homeless person is just eccentric? Are they fancy?
They could be fancy, yes.
If it's the first day of homelessness and the suit still fits right?
Yeah.
Still nicely pressed?
Anything else, Jack?
Just Gigi. I like her a lot,
yep.
And I'm not being a jerk, but like, every time she calls, she tells us she's Jewish. I'm Jewish. I'm gay. But
thank you for sure.
I've only brought it up one time. Never brought up.
Twice.
No.
Or this is the one time.
Did I do it twice though? This call?
No. Just.
I love Gigi, but I don't care if she's a Jew or a Muslim or whatever, man.
Yeah,
anyway, that's it.
Okay, we appreciate the call, Jack. Thanks, and have a good night.
I think her mentioning that she was Jewish tonight did have a point.
It's relevant.
It wasn't random. Yeah, it was relevant.
It's relevant when you're talking about, you know, oppression of people and slippery slopes into Nazism, right? Someone who may have family that experienced that firsthand.
I mean, we talk about how we're libertarians all night, pretty much, so. Huh?
I don't like the word libertarian. I really don't.
Voluntarist, whatever, anarchist.
I like anarchists. I also like voluntarist or voluntarist.
Wear it with pride. I've got the voluntarist logo tattooed, and I've got the anarchist logo tattooed.
Yeah.
They both fit.
Well, sadly, we are out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Richie Rich, for joining me tonight. Thank you to all our callers and listeners. We do this for you and because of you. If you missed any part of the show, go over to freetalklive.com, visit the archives. Thanks, and peace.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.